welcome back again with me, Riksa Pertiwi Rohiana, in 29 podcast in English section. Okay, now so I'm going to share and discuss with all of you little listeners about the previous podcast, because I will continue still about love and life. So today I would like to share, so what is the real of true love? So everyone, I believe that you have a true love before in your life, or maybe you are still finding out your true love. Okay, so when you have listened, or when you have heard about true love, so I believe that you always say, oh, my boyfriend is my true love, my girlfriend is my true love before marriage. You may say that, but the real is no, because true love you will find after marriage with the right norm and the faith to God, and always stay connected to God. Alright, so after all, maybe you have intensely strong feelings of affection and adoration towards what you like, and then who you like, but how do you know if these sentiments or these feelings actually qualify as true love? Okay, unfortunately, there are some signs that this is true love or not. Okay, so I will share, yes, around 7 or 8, or maybe 7, I will share the signs of true love. Okay, so what, actually, before I share about 7 signs of true love, do you know the real meaning of true love, everyone? Okay, so in order to figure out, and if you have found true love, it is really important to first understand, so what's true love actually? Why? Because true love means that you have an unwavering, unbreakable, and unparalleled fondness and devotion for who you like, who you love. And then it's also defined by an emotional as well as physical connection with who you like. I mean, what you like or who you like means that it's not only the person. Because when you have a pet, you have a lot of pet, maybe a cat, so you really have a true love to your cat. Is it okay? Yes, okay, you may. Because true love is not only to person. Okay. So that's why I always say who you like or what you like. Okay. And then I mean, there is a physical connection with what you like and who you like, immeasurable, deep, and life without your signs or your significant other would be practically unthinkable. It's really unthinkable. Yeah, because I will share in my signs that I will share to you. Okay, and now, what are the signs of true love? Because we are waiting for the signs, right? Okay. The first is you care about what you like, and then, you care about what you like or who you like unconditionally. You have to underline and block and make it bold or italic about unconditionally. You care unconditionally. Okay. The sign that you have found true love is that you absolutely and undeniable adore what you like, who you like, with no string attached. In other words, no matter what circumstances may befall you, and through good times as well as bad, you support and deeply care for what you like and who you like. Unconditional love is at the very heart of what true love means and entails. Why I have said that you care unconditional? Of course, yes, truly is about you care unconditionally. When you care with some rules, so it's not true love. For example, okay, I will accompany you, but you have to give me chocolate. That's not true love. Okay, I will accompany you on Saturday night and then watch some movies with you, only you and me. And then but you have to give me some money, or you have to give me some gift. You have to give me whatever you want. It's not true love, because so many rules. This is care, really care unconditionally and naturally. For example, love your parents. When you're really far away from your parents, and then you always unthinkable, and then think, yeah, you always think about them, and then you text or maybe call or maybe make it a video call with them. Hi, mom, dad, how are you? Long time no see. Yeah, that's a true love. And then maybe your cat. So your cat saw a lot of bugs, but you always care about your pet, and then you want to keep it healthy. You always hug the cat, that because you care unconditionally, even though there are some bugs. That's about you care unconditionally. That's the first point that you have to remind, and then you have to underline, you have to bold. Yeah. Okay. And then the second is you fully accept your what you like and then who you like. Why you have to accept? Yes, of course you have to accept. Before marriage, you always make it your appearance handsome, more beautiful, more perfect. It's not to accept fully accept. Why I have said that? An additional, the sign of true love is that you understand and accept what you like and who you like truly is. And you are not trying to change your mate, and then you don't want to move on, and then you want to still always with it, or you always want to still with them, and then you want to still with her or with him. And you fully accept, appreciate, and adore who you like and what you like, and flow settle. Why I've said that? Because that happens if you have a true love. If you don't think that's the true love, so please move on. Yeah. For example, when you have a pet like a fish or a dog or a cat, and then that's your pet, never accept you, and then you also never accept them, and then you never appreciate them, and then you don't care because you care only in the first time that you see them because they are cute, and then for a month, for 2 months, and then you want to move from your pet. That's not true love. Same as the boyfriend and girlfriend before marriage. Because after marriage, so there is a norm, there is a right norm, and then there is a real love, and then there is the real faith to God. So you can, you always keep it, and then you always do everything because God, and then you always be a humble person. And then you always care, and then you always accept everything. Yeah, that's about true love. Okay. Why do I always say that? Because I really hate about my friend before. Right? That's of course yes. Because we have to think twice. We have to think 10 years later. We have to think. We have to think about the future. Don't think about your life. It's always stuck that. And then when you. Yeah, when you lost about your dream at that time, so yeah, you cannot do anything. You want to die, and then you want to move, and then you want to move with a bad side. So it's not good. Yeah. So, I believe that when you have a lease of your future, and then you have written your plan, and then you have a solution in your plan, so I believe that yes, you will find a true love as soon as possible. Okay. And then the third is you can talk about anything. You never have a secret. You have never have something that you don't want to share. Because true love always share, and in true love always talk about anything. You have a parents, you have siblings. I believe that you talk about anything to them because they are true love. If you feel that you don't care unconditionally, and then you don't fully accept what you like and then who you like, and then you don't want to talk about anything to who you love or to what you like, it's not about true love. Okay. When you have found true love, it means that you can candidly and honestly discuss anything. Because true love implies that you are completely truthful with your who you like and who you love. Are not holding back different aspect of your past and are able to fully open up to him or her or to who you like and what you like. If you have a relationship and then you have a conversation and always talk about a past, it's not about true love because you never talk about what happened with the future. And then you're always jealous with the past. It's not about the true love because true love always do anything to future and always erase and delay it about the past. Okay. And then you share an intimacy that's emotional as well as physical, and your loving connection is stronger because of your willingness and ability to be open and vulnerable around each other. Do you agree or not? Okay. I mean, that's the emotional as well as physical. I mean, when you have a pet and you always hug the cat, for example, and then you always ask your pet to talk anything, and then you always share with the cat, even though the cat cannot talk with you, just say meow meow or yeah, that means that you can talk about anything. And then when you shake your hand to your parents, so it means that there is the best relationship with the physical things, and then you can talk about anything. So it means that when you have shaked your hand to your parents, so it means that you really honor to your parents. And then when you say hi to your friends, and then you shake hand also to your friends, so it means that you can talk about anything with the physical things. So it means that the physical thing is not like doing sex or doing anything that really negative sight. No, physical things here is about what you do. It's like give something signs that really you have care, you have accept about anything, and then you just ask them to talk with you anything. Okay. How about when I have a best friend, and then I am a girl, and then my best friend also a girl, and then I do all of that you said before about signs? Is that true love? Because I have a true love to the girl. It's a night. Oh my god, please. True love is not about you and your partner, that your partner is a boy. No. Your parents has, your sibling has, and then your friend has, your best friend also. Yes, of course, this is true love. But the best true love is to your God, and a new phase of that, and then you believe the right norm, and then you do everything with the right norm. And then the fourth is, you are completely yourself with what you like and then who you like. When you are found true love, you are able to be totally authentic with what you like and then who you like. You are not pretending to be someone you are not, feigning interest, passion, or pastimes, and or acting in a way that doesn't reflect that real you. Being yourself in your relationship is essential to express that's true love. Why do I have say that? That because you have to show yourself. When you always keep yourself, I mean the real yourself, so it means that yeah, that's the fake love. you always lie, and then he always do anything that he must love me. Okay, he doesn't know he must not know about my secrets, about my parents, my family, blah 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 blah. It's not about true love, because true love is always sure about anything. I have seen before in the third point, and then the fifth is you respect each other. The first is care unconditional. The second is you fully accept, and then the third is you can talk about anything. There is no secret, and then the fourth is you completely yourself. You completely yourself, the real yourself. And then the fifth is you respect. You have to respect, yes, of course, because in order to experience true love, it is also means that there is a high level of respect, kindness, and compassion between you and what you like and then who you like. And then you can empathize with one another, see each other's point of view, and are able to resolve conflicts and scrambles in a way that is constructive and respectful of each other's well-being. Yes, of course, that you have to respect. Respect is not only I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, I'm sorry, but okay, I will come to your home. And then after that, you go away, and then you far away. And then you missed. And then you lost. It's not about respect. That's you hide yourself. The previous point. That's about a true love. And then about respect is always be kindness, be humble, be compassionate. And then you can empathize with one another and see each other points of view. You always accept the points of view different points of view. When they have the different points of view, you will not angry. You will be not angry. You just accept that, and then you think that, and then you make it discuss together, because true love is talk anything. You can discuss together. You can share anything together. That's about respect each other. Okay, and the sixth is you have a similar values. The values is really important. When you have values in your life, and then you have find out your true love with the same values, the similar values, yes, that's a true love. Because you and your mom and your dad, I believe that you have not the best values, but I believe that you always honor the parents' values, right? That's about a true love. And in order to experience about a true love, if you are wondering if you have found the true love, is it is important to pay close attention to your true feelings and emotions in the similar values, because the values have to be aligned with those of your who you like and what you like. Well, you may have your differences, such as where you grew up, your religious background, or simply your obsession with football, for example. And then true love means that you are on the same page when it comes to distinguishing right from wrong. In a word, having similar principles is a principal component of true love. Yes, of course, you have a similar values. You have. When you have find out your boyfriend and a girlfriend that you say that, okay, she or he is my true love because we have the similar values. Are you sure? You have to check out, because the first, you have to check about the caring. The second, if you have to check the fully accept or not. And then the third is you have to test about can he or can she talk about anything, about family, about a background, anything. And then is she completely herself? Is he completely himself? She or he, are they respect? And then have a similar values mean that have the same religious background too. It is really important. Why? Because we will live in the norm, and then we with the right norm, and then with the faith to God. Because the underline and the bold and the italic word is about the right norm and the faith to God. When have the same about the right norm and then the faith to God, with the same religious meaning. So, your life will run smoothly with your love, like when you were a child with your parents. That's example, and I remind you again. All right, now about the happiness levels feed off of each other. Okay, before the happiness, I have said that you have the similar values. The principle also, because the principle is really important in life. When you have the principle, and then they can care, and then your true love can be able to accept your true love can be accept, your true love can be honored, your true love can be care to you and anything about that. So we call it that's really, really true love, and you have a similar values of your love in life. And 7 is your happiness levels feed off of each other. So it means that you have to make it closer to care to the feelings and emotion. Does making this person happy make you happy in return? Does surprising who you like or what you like, doing favors for your what you like and who you like, give you a rush or joy as well? Or when you and your partner both have a mutual desire to bring happiness and contentment to one another, or you should be happy to know that you're experiencing true love. Okay, because I believe that some people still do not find out the true love. They always try to make it close with another, and then they just test the science, this is true love or not. If this is not true love, so they move, and then they test again, this is true love or not, with the sign that I have shared, or that they have read before. It's always, this is about a true love. This is only just play with their mind. And then the happiness levels means that when you find, when you look at that's what you like and who you like, you're always happy. For example, you go far away from your home 3 days, and then when you come back to your home, and then you have a pet, and then the pet, we call it a dog or a cat, and then they greet you with the sounds of meow or woof woof, and then you're really happy, just only the sounds that you cannot understand, but you're always happy. That's we call it true love, because true love happens, it's not only to a person, but it can be to your pet, or maybe with your garden, with your view at home, or maybe with your handphone, for example, or just can be anything. True love can be anything, but the real and the best true love is to God. Okay, after God is to your parents. Yeah, after your parents can be your husband or your wife, and then to your friends, and then maybe to your son or daughter first. Yeah, okay. And then the last is about your team. If you have found a true love, so you have to aware that, and then you have to accept that you are team. Why? When you have found true love, it means that you have fully committed, dedicated, and devoted to each other, that I have said before. And then we, through love, you and your partner work together as one unit to enrich each other's lives or life for the better. And rather than behaving in a selfish or egotistical way, you think in terms of we instead of me. When it comes to true love, you mean it's really your teammate. Yeah, because you are a team. When you are true love, for example, would you like to help me to do my homework? Would you like, it's not a team, you are something. And then you take the positive thing with the negative way to another. Can you help me please, because I cannot do anything? But the real is you are lazy. That's about a true love. That's about you do the positive thing with the negative way. Yeah. You're always kind to person that you like, and then you do anything with, you do anything, and then you give anything, and then you share anything. But you have done with the positive thing, but the negative way. So you have to worry about the 8 signs that I have said before about true love. Okay, so I will mention the 8 true signs of true love based on the article that I have seen, that I have read before, some articles, and then the definition and example that I have got from my mind, and then I connect with that, and then yes, still must be connected to God, and then still straight ahead, the right norm and the faith. The first is about you have to care unconditionally. The second is you fully accept. And the third is you can talk about anything. The fourth is you are completely yourself. It's not another. And then you respect each other and you have similar values. This is the important thing when you have to find out your true love. You have to check the values first. And then 7 is your happiness. Are you happy or not? When and then the last is you are team. If you have found out 8 signs that I have mentioned before, I hope you have found your true love. Okay, so thank you for sharing today. So I will continue with my topic, another topic, or maybe stay connected with the love or life, or just give the something new. And stay always in the 29 podcast in English section, or maybe in another section. Please stay always in 29 podcast, and bye.